I sense a political massacre coming. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. First, some historical perspective. If you read the Alexander Hamilton biography, you know that what's happening in the Trump White House is hardly new in American politics. The founders themselves gleefully slimed and threatened each other in the press, and of course, Hamilton himself was shot dead by a sitting vice president. So the fact that President Trump has appointed the Mooch, the Fonz never swore, as his spokesman is not the end of the world. The language he used in his interview with reporter Ryan Lizza is nothing you wouldn't hear on a street corner after a drug deal gone bad, or on the Access Hollywood bus, or among hedge fund executives, apparently. But unfortunately, I'll have to refer you to the New Yorker for the quotes because the FCC prohibits me from uttering them here. I could bleep them, but that would cover up what makes them news. The whole system is rigged against radio. How can we accurately cover the president when broadcasting his spokesman's words is against the law? Siri, how come it's illegal to say f***ing paranoid schizophrenic on the air?
I don't know. Frankly, I've wondered that myself.
See? Anyway, I'm sure the Mooch feels terrible about this, but in a way, it's a sign of progress. Used to be you had to hang around the boys' bathroom to learn those words. Now, your kids can learn them from an upscale magazine. So, bottom line, looks like Reince Priebus is out, then Sessions, then Mueller, and once all that happens, to restore the cosmic balance, Kathy Griffin gets her job back. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.